Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. More than ever, our faith is being tested. You can have faith in the Rock, Christ Jesus.
Such a time as this. For such a time as this. We've been summoned here by God. For such a time as this. We will not be silent. We will not hold back. By His grace we will rise up. For such a time as this.
For such a time.
Such a time as this.
We've been summoned here
by God.
Oh, for such
a time as this. We will not be silent.
We will not hold back.
By His grace we will rise up.
Oh, for such a time. Spirit, through mercy we do not deserve. Oh yes, we've been rescued from apathy to live the legacy of Christ in this world for such a time.
For such a time,
for such a time
as this,
we've been summoned
here by God.
Ah, for such a time
as this,
we will not
be silent.
We will not
hold back.
But by His grace,
we will rise up.
Ah, for such a time
as this,
to make in our generation. Oh yes, advance His kingdom on every side. To write history through our intercession and see thousands and thousands come to Christ. For such a time,
such a time as this.
We've been summoned here by God. Oh, for such a
time.
Such a time.
Great God in heaven, I pray for all those listening today that You would increase their faith, that their hope lies in You, Lord. There's so much that we don't even know what we don't even know about the issues of today's world. Through Your Spirit, God, give us the peace that passes all understanding. And having done all we know to do, we can stand on the rock Christ Jesus. And Father, we know that all things are to bring glory to you. Lord, through your Holy Spirit, speak to those who don't yet know you. May the reality of this life and its uncertainty bring them to their knees in your holy presence. Help us as believers to, more than ever, watch for opportunities to give comfort and aid to those in need around us, that they might see Jesus in us. Thank you for the confidence we have in you and your unfailing love. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
There's not anything that a man wants more than to be respected as a strong man. but strength flows from the almightiness of the one we worship. Let us lift up his name, Almighty, Almighty God, who flows his strength to those that praise him. Up their hand to the Most High God, the Mighty God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord.
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship. The next time you log into Facebook, please look us up. Facebook.com/call to worship. With Gary Roby. I will post the weekly topic and devotion for you there, and you will see comments from some of our other Facebook followers. Our website provides quick links to Facebook and our Twitter feed, as well as our other outreach ministries, including the Music of Christian Oldies. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Or if you prefer, your tax-deductible gift can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Oh, So set your mind on him, and let your praise begin, and the glory of the Lord will fill this place. Praise the Lord. So set your mind on him, and let your praise begin, and the glory of the Lord will fill this place. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show, no glory on my own, but in my weakness he is there to let me know that his strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. And we can only know the power that he holds when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us begins where ours comes to an end, and he hears our humble cry, and he proves again that his strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect.
Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a fellowship. Yeah.
I remember when a popular casual goodbye was, "Keep the faith." Having ridden with motorcycle groups over the years, it would often be, "Keep the faith, baby." Telling someone to keep the faith is their way of encouraging you to continue to believe in, trust, or support someone or something, and in some cases, when it's difficult to do. The God of the universe wants you to have faith in Him. Having a good understanding of who God is, His attributes, His character, and knowledge, wisdom, and power, should make it a no-brainer to keep the faith. But there are three elements in this world that are constantly fighting with us against that. The world, the flesh, and the devil constantly work to downplay who God really is. We see that evidenced at the very beginning of the human race in the Garden of Eden. Another blatant example of that, having and then losing faith, is when we read about the children of Israel during their wanderings between their exodus from Egypt and then ultimately in the Promised Land. Several times they were awestruck by God and or His abilities or character. Then, shortly after each time of faith, came the outstanding lack of faith displayed by them. Let's look at information from the Bible about faith. You might want to fasten your seatbelt, spiritual seatbelt, as there are a lot of ups and downs, strong faith and significant doubt. Let's look first at Deuteronomy chapter 32. "And when the Lord saw it, He abhorred them because of the provoking of His sons and of His daughters. And He said, 'I will hide My face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith.'" Here's lack of faith regarding God's ability to provide. Matthew 6, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" Matthew chapter 9, "And when He was come into the house, the blind men came to Him. And Jesus saith unto them, 'Believe you that I am able to do this?' They said unto Him, 'Yes, Lord.' Then He touched their eyes, saying, 'According to your faith be it unto you.' And their eyes were opened." What about the faith of the centurion? Matthew 8, "When He had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to Him, appealing to Him, 'Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly.' And He said to him, 'I will come and heal him.' But the centurion replied, 'Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it.' When Jesus heard this, He marveled and said to those who followed Him, 'Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith.'" You should be familiar with the account of Peter walking on the water. Find that in Matthew 14. "And Peter answered Him, 'Lord, if it is You, command me to come to You on the water.' He said, 'Come.' So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Jesus immediately reached out His hand and took hold of him, saying, 'Oh, you have little faith. Why did you doubt?'" Having trouble keeping faith? How much time have you invested in God's Word today, learning about and meditating on Him? Well, just like Peter walking on the water, keep your eyes on Jesus, on Him, so you won't get your feet wet. If you want a big shot in the arm of faith, then go to the faith chapter found in Hebrews 11. Here are just a few important bullet points for us to learn from. Verse 1, faith shows the reality of what we hope for It is the evidence of things that we cannot see. Verse 11, through their faith the people in days of old earned a good reputation. Verse 3, by faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we see now did not come from anything that can be seen. Verses 6 and 7, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. My friends, have faith in God that no matter what is happening in your life, your city, county, state, our country, or this world is not our home. Keep your eyes on Jesus and remember that He is preparing a place for us that where He is, we will be.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. 'Cause Jesus knows all about our struggles, and He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Or maybe this one.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Lord, may we not feel at home in this world anymore. 'Cause Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows all about your struggle, and He will guide till the day is done. Enemy
would say your day is over. You can't do it. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough strength. You don't have enough life. Friends, God has our day's numbers, and He decides when the day is done. Jesus knows what lies ahead. So fear not. Rest in that line. He will guide till your day is done. And there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
There are moments in this life when it's hard to carry on. When I think about my father and all the loved ones that are gone. Friends and close relations somewhere on the other side. They've passed into forever, but the love will never die. Sometimes this tired world starts bringing my heart down, but you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waded through the darkness, now I'm ready for the dawn. The dawn. I want to see heaven where the faithful carry on. I want to see heaven, oh Lord. I want to see heaven where the pain of sin is gone. As I read the morning paper, I'm reminded once again, we're surrounded by evil of a world that's dead in sin. And the only sane conclusion that my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and to live the things I preach. I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. Put my treasure where my heart is and forget about the past. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'll be ready to depart. As He leads me to my mansion, I'll be following my heart, following my heart.
I want to see heaven where the faithful carry on. I want to see heaven, oh, oh Lord. I want to see heaven where the pain of sin.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song. Have faith. Focus on Jesus Christ, not your circumstances. I hope that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not yet a believer, please listen. In the Bible, the book of Romans includes what's commonly referred to as the Romans Road to Salvation. In chapter 3, we're reminded that all of us are sinners by nature and by choice. In chapter 6, we can receive eternal life as a free gift. In Romans 5, we see that God demonstrated His love for us while we were His enemies. Later, the author of Romans makes it clear that we must trust and surrender to Jesus as our Lord. And when we do, we have assurance of salvation through Jesus. I invite you to call upon Him today. I'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can contact us directly through our website, calltoworship.us. That address, again, is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Hebrews 13, now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified our eternal covenant with His blood, may He equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to Him. All glory to Him forever and ever. Amen.
Sorry to hear about your trouble. Oops.